Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Halloween, the time of year most dogs absolutely hate. It is terrifying for them all, the noise of the bangers and all that kind of thing. God love them, they don't know what's going on. And Deirdre Ryan is here from drdogcare.ie to give some advice. If you have a nervous dog at home, what can we do to calm them down, Deirdre?
Okay, so there's a lot of things you can do tonight. Dogs are reacting to a couple of things. They're reacting to the sight of the fireworks and they're reacting to the sound of it. Some dogs will be more reactive to one or the other. The sound of the fireworks, you can help your dog, keep them in a room in the centre of the house, you know, where there's less noise. Leave the radio on, leave the TV on, maybe a little bit louder than usual. And it's really important because I have a dog who, they don't mind the sound, but once they see a firework, they get very freaked out. And of course, when they hear the sound, the natural reaction for the dog is to run out and look out the window and see where the sound, you know, what's out there. And then they see this big flash in the sky and they're terrified and they run back in and look for somewhere to hide. So if you can stop them getting access to outside to see that flash in the sky, you can lessen the reaction in a lot of the dogs. So maybe if you have a couch that your dog likes to jump up on the back on and look out the window, maybe pull it out, or, you know, keep your dog in a, if they're happy in a crate, confine them to the crate so they don't have that opportunity to rush out and see that flash of the sky, because that can be really, really scary. I would like to stay with my dog if they were nervous. You know, dogs, they're companion animals and they can see comfort from you if you're there. If it's a case that you don't want your dog in your room, my dogs don't sleep in my room. I've occasionally kept them in if they've been frightened. But if you can sleep in the couch with them, that, you know, most dogs will appreciate that.
Aww.
But at the very least, get a nice, comfortable den. Watch your dog. Most dogs will look for somewhere to hide if they're frightened. It might be under the table. It might be under a bed. And that's fine. Don't force them into a den. But make that place nice and comfortable for them. As I said, leave a radio on very, very loud to try and drown out the sound. Keeping the blinds down and don't give them access to be able to rush out and see that happening in the sky. That can really help.
Yeah. I assume if you'd normally bring the dog for a walk in the evening, maybe do it earlier in the day today to try and get it out of the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some other little things that you might think of, you know, be prepared that your dog, even if it's during the day and you fed your dog earlier in the day, because with that bit of anxiety and stress later in the evening, they mightn't want to eat. And, you know, some owners are nearly more anxious than their dog when they don't eat. So maybe give them a slightly bigger meal earlier in the day. So you don't have to be trying to force your dog or tempt your dog to eat when they're in a state of panic, because most dogs, they're not like ourselves. If we're worried or anxious, you're not going to want to eat anything. Make sure your collar and lead fit properly. This is a big one because so many dogs go missing over Halloween. So they might slip their collar or lead. There was only a case here at Ennis yesterday of a Springer who went missing and was gone for 24 hours and was found in a river, had to be rescued. Really easy for dogs to get spooked and wiggle out of a collar and lead. So check and make sure that your collar is nice and snug. You should be able to fit two fingers in between the skin and the collar, but it has to be nice and snug. If the dog can pull out of that collar and it pulls over their lead, when they get a fright, in a lot of cases, the dog's instinct is to run away from that. So a dog that is usually relaxed and happy and wants to be with you, when they get a fright, you just really don't know what they're going to do or what kind of state they're going to get into. And make sure you have a tag on or that your chip is up to date. But I still like dogs to have a collar and tag on, because even if your dog is chipped, it might take 24 hours for that person to bring the dog in, if your dog is found, to bring your dog into the vet, get the chip scanned, contact the company, ring you, and
takes
you could have 24
ages,
hours of pure panic not knowing if your dog is dead or alive.
I know.
Whereas if you have the collar and tag on, which still is the law to do, if someone finds your dog, they can contact you straight away and get your dog safely home. There's other things you can get. There's a thunder jacket. Have you ever heard of a thunder jacket?
I haven't.
Okay, so it's like a big coat for a dog that's wrapped really tightly around them. I think it comes from the same kind of theory with autistic children, that they find comfort. It's like a big hug, really. And they find comfort from and security from feeling pressure all around them and feeling safe. So you can get a similar one for dogs. It's called typically called a thunder jacket, but it can be used to, you know, help anxiety with any dog. So that can be useful for some dogs. There's other things like appeasing pheromones. These are products that have a pheromone which supposedly mimics the hormones given off by a bitch when she's nursing. So you can get it in kind of sprays and you can get it in collars, and that potentially would help some dogs. Some dogs have no reaction to it. There's lots of natural remedies as well. Rescue remedies around for years. There's lots of other ones as well.
Not the normal rescue remedy.
Yes,
for
rescue
dogs.
Remedies works for people as well. Fantastic for dogs. You can put a couple of drops in the water or a drop straight on their tongue. Absolutely.
All right.
You've used it in the past, I think.
I think I used it once when I was doing my leave insert or something like that, and it did nothing for me
it's
now.
Around for years. So now, okay, it's a bit late for most people, but given that probably at New Year's Eve there might be more things going off in the sky, fireworks, if your dog is very sensitive and very worried, you can start a desensitizing program now. You know, if you Google, go into YouTube and Google fireworks for dogs, desensitizing program, there'll be a list of programs there of noise of fireworks. And if you start to play that at a very, very, very low level, a level that your dog kind of goes, oh, what's that? But doesn't panic. And leave it on for an hour, maybe every day, or leave it on for as long as you can while the dog is just pottering around. Once your dog isn't reacting, then you can start to increase the sound. And then you can start to what's called counter condition. So you can start to play with your dog while the fireworks are on, or you can give your dog a Kong. So they start to associate these noises that were previously frightening with just no big deal. And actually, in fact, really good things start to happen when I hear fireworks. So that's something you could start to work on now. You know, obviously, it's a bit late for Halloween people this year, but it's something you could start to work on now to lessen your dog's fear when it happens potentially in New Year's.
When COVID is gone, that's when the fireworks will be set off everywhere, won't it?
Yeah, but I would say there would still be a lot because, you know, you don't have to gather. You don't have to. It's very social distancing, isn't it? Fireworks, you can see them from a mile away.
That's it.
So
yeah.
I'd say they would still probably be going around.
Well, listen, Deirdre, thank you very much for your advice today. And give us a plug there. What is the website? How can we contact you?
Yeah, drdogcare.ie, and you'll find me on Facebook, Instagram, on YouTube as well.
Have a lovely Halloween weekend, won't you, Deirdre? This is Something for the
you
Weekend.
Too, Trina.
It's Classic Hits.